Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most business owners probably have a plan in place for the business to continue if they pass away, but what if they don't, or what if they forgot something? Our next guest says a myriad of potential problems could occur. Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner with Investra, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be back.
So let's just dive right into this now. Walk us through these potential problems that could happen if there is no plan when a business owner dies.
You know, there is a dilemma that's naturally created because you have the surviving owners of the business, whoever's going to take over the business, but then you also have the deceased owner's heirs. And so many times, you know, their desires are in conflict. That surviving owner needs to retain control of the business without any interference from the deceased owner's heirs. They need to make sure that there is a prompt transfer that happens from the deceased owner's interest at a fair price. And then they want to preserve the loyalty and support of the employees, the customers, and creditors during and after that transition of ownership. But the deceased owner's heirs, they want ongoing financial security after the loss of the deceased owner's salary and benefits. They're also looking at retention of that business interest and a timely sale at an attractive price. But finally, they want some sort of a prompt settlement on the deceased estate. And so many times those are just in conflict of one another. I mean, that's just kind of the reality of the situation.
Okay, and so if it's not all completely spelled out in some sort of a plan, right, then this could lead to litigation.
Yeah, that's right. There can be delays in the transition, delays in settling the deceased owner's estate, and all of those can lead to a loss of customers, employees, even creditor confidence, which can, you know, damage a business's reputation, possibly even force a liquidation, which nobody wants.
Okay, so walk us through the solution then. What needs to be in place before any of this happens?
The solution for this is to have a formal written business buy-sell agreement between the business owners and funded with life insurance. And that's always just a first step to ensuring an orderly and successful, you know, transition at an owner's death.
Okay, well, walk us through this buy-sell agreement. What's important for that to include?
So you want to make sure that, first of all, you understand the value of the business. That is just very critical. And that's going to help you in knowing how much insurance to purchase. It's going to help you be able to do your financial and retirement planning. So knowing that is critical. And that helps to establish a fair price, you know, at death. And you want it to be spelled out in the buy-sell agreement along with the terms of the sell and what's going to be acceptable to both parties. You also want that buy-sell agreement to write out that value. That's also going to help potentially, you know, with your estate tax. And it really is going to establish a basis for determining the amount and the funding of life insurance. You also want to have in the agreement anything that's going to encourage, you know, confidence in the ongoing validity of the business just in the eyes of the customers and the creditors and employees. So having all of those pieces in your agreement to make sure that business continues as usual is very critical.
And I guess the key here is the valuation. But obviously that can be variable over the years, so I guess you need a formula to come up with that valuation no matter what parameters might change.
That's exactly right, and that all has to be spelled out in the agreement and be very clear.
All right, Stephanie, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Mike.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner with Investra. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and don't miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts, with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.